Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Every year at Thanksgiving, my grandma White, she cooked the turkey, and then she'd put sugar cubes on top of the turkey, and she'd light them, and we'd always take a picture with the lit turkey, like that, because it would caramelize the top of the turkey.
There is something to taking pictures with turkeys, because my mom would dress me up as a turkey.
And then have me sit right next to the turkey and take a picture just by myself. Every single year.
Get out of here.
No joke.
Oh, my.
Every single year until I was like 10.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado, also known as Alice 105.9. On the Odyssey app, you can find us there. Take us anywhere you go. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
What's up, Spadell?
Good morning.
Hey, it's just the boys today, simply because Jamie is out. Now, is Jamie sick, or is she just taking a personal day?
I feel like it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think the last time when you took that day to pack or whatever, she's kind of getting back for that.
Oh, yeah. She's got to pack today.
Yeah, exactly.
She's pretty stressed about it.
Okay, I get it. Hey, got no problem with it. I'm fine with it. But I think she's got a little illness going through the family, though.
Yeah. Her kid's really sick, too.
Yeah, so I think that's a lot of it, too. So anyway, we'll get through it. Got to come in here, though, on the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah, we got to make sure that we, make sure that you got your turkey out and you got it thawed. we got to remind you at the top of every hour, get your turkey out. Get that sucker thawed. By the way, you guys gave me crap yesterday about my turkey. And because here's what I did. I bought a turkey on Sunday. And even on Textnado. You know what, you schmucks? You guys giving me a hard time yesterday. Let me tell you what I did and what the results were, okay? On Sunday, I go buy a frozen turkey. This thing is as solid as a bowling ball. I mean, it is rock hard, right? Mm-hmm. So I take the turkey because I want to make sure that it's, I don't want it half frozen by the time you get to Thanksgiving morning that you got to prepare this thing, okay? So I put it in a box. I sit the box on top of a freezer in the garage where the garage is about 40 degrees, okay? It's not like it's 75 in there. It's 40 degrees, and it sat there for a couple of days, Monday into yesterday, when you guys started giving me crap about how I'm going to kill the family.
Well, you're going to give everybody salmonella.
Well, listen, Monday and yesterday, it was like 70 degrees and beautiful out. There's no way your garage was 40 degrees.
Yeah, it was probably like a nice 60, 65.
I went home yesterday because you guys just bitched all morning long at me. I go home yesterday. That darn bird is still as solid as a rock.
I don't believe you at all.
Yes. So I took the bird and stuck it back in the freezer because Redbird Farms brought us some turkeys yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. I'd rather have their bird than my bird. My bird was a cheap bird.
Well, they're nice and fresh, too.
They've got the fresh birds. Mine was a piece of crap. 57 cents a pound is what I paid. Hey, you're not going to get that with Redbird Farms, pal.
No, you definitely got to eat that one for Thanksgiving.
I did the big old swap out yesterday. Oh, and by the way, I also got lucky yesterday because I ended up with Jamie's bird.
I know. I knew that was going to happen. She put it in your truck, and then I was like, yeah, she's not going to remember that.
Yeah, they stuck them in her cars because it would be a lot cooler down there. And so Jamie's was locked, and so they said, well, we'll just put it in BJ's truck, and you can get it after the show. And she totally forgot.
Yeah, she just booked as soon as the show was done.
Yeah, there was a party in here yesterday. She didn't want to be there. And so she slid out the back door and forgot her bird.
It worked out for you, though. Now you got two.
I got two big birds.
You're all set for Christmas.
And she's not getting it back either. I'm not bringing that bird back. I threw that sucker in the freezer. All right, it is the day before Thanksgiving. I think we have some snow in the forecast today.
Oh, yeah. Really? Later on, chance, like they say, wintry mix starting at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is it going to stick, though, or is it just...
They're saying up to an inch of snow, that possibly this could be the one that puts us back on the map as far as a measurable snowfall. But I'm looking at my app, and it's pretty darn good. It's the one that comes on your iPhone, and mine says nothing.
Yeah, the iPhone one never fails me.
Yeah, me too. I always depend on that sucker, and it says absolutely nothing. Not
I feel
even
like
a percentage.
It's wishful thinking. That's what they're trying. They're trying to wish it upon us. Not going to work.
Yeah. But what does yours say?
It says nothing. Nothing.
Mine says
just
nothing.
Sunny.
Carson says he's got a 15% around 4 o'clock.
I don't even
today.
Have a cloud in my forecast.
I don't either. All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, the eve of Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's just the boys in here today because Jamie is out. We have Andy Grammer tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning.
But you got to keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, I know it's hard, no, it's hard.
You know, I remember when Andy Grammer was first starting out, he did a lot of shows for Alice.
Yeah, he did a ton.
He would come into town, and he would just, you know, it would be a ballroom somewhere, or just a small nightclub or whatever, would give away tickets, and he'd rock that sucker. And then, all of a sudden, he got on a roll. And then, I think it was this song here that either it went to number three, or might have gone even to number one.
No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good.
I think it went to number one.
Yeah, the song was everywhere.
Then at that point, he forgot all about us.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him since.
No, he doesn't even write us anymore. Sucker. Then didn't he go on, if I remember correctly, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he played the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He was like the concert before the game? I think he actually performed either the national anthem or something of that nature at the Super Bowl. He got so big. No wonder he doesn't call anymore.
He's way bigger than us right now.
I mean, he doesn't need us anymore. I mean, we were the stepping stones, weren't we?
Yeah.
For his career. And then all of a sudden, he just packs up and leaves and becomes a big superstar. And here we are stuck here in the studio now.
He did a Thanksgiving halftime show.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
For one of the Thanksgiving games?
Yeah. He also did a Super Bowl. I think he did the pregame of a Super Bowl about 3 or 4 years ago when this song was big.
No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. And
all right, nevertheless, we have tickets to give away at 7:30 this morning, so stick around for that. Plus, we've got a code word for you for the Sandals Caribbean Getaway. You could win that trip. People in Denver have been winning, so your chance to get a code word coming up at 9 o'clock. We're watching part of the holiday travel at DIA this morning. It doesn't look bad at all. They've been warning us all week long and even all last week, starting like last Friday, they said it was a rush. But I'm watching this thing this morning, and the cameras are out there for the TV stations, but it appears to be moving better than on most days.
Yeah, it seems like a big letdown. Now, I don't know if they just have extra people on staff that are working the security lines that's helping out. I don't know. And maybe it's going to get worse later because it's too early. I don't know.
When I was down there flying out to Orlando a couple weeks ago, it seemed like it was a lot more efficient the way they restructured the lines.
What are they doing?
So one side is just like normal travelers, and then the other side is like the faster like TSA pre-check and all those stuff.
Okay.
So they have more people loaded up on the side with the regular travelers because they don't need as many people on the TSA pre-check line.
It's kind of like C-470. You can get that express lane if you want to, but you got to pay for it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's flowing pretty good right now. And they have said, although they've been wrong all the way through this thing, but they have said that the real peak hours will happen after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh.
So
people might be taking a half day and then cutting out early.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a little too early for the congestion. But I thought on the day before Thanksgiving that it would be just absolutely a madhouse all day long, starting at 5 o'clock this morning.
Exactly.
Now, they are telling you, if you are headed to the airport, 20 million people will be flying this weekend. Doesn't seem like a lot when you have 350 million people in the country, but 20 million people will be flying this weekend, and they are telling you for DIA to add an extra 45 minutes to an hour because of that parking situation.
Yeah.
So you've got to park because they closed, I think it is the East Lot, Economy. They closed that to use for shuttle and employees and things of that nature, and you now have to go to like the Pikes Peak and those type parking areas, and then catch the shuttle. And I guess they ran it through a test, and it takes about 45 minutes to do that.
Yeah, but if you're in a bind, I'm telling you right now, just sign up for Clear. You can do it right at the security line. Takes 5 minutes. They'll sign you up, scan your eyes, and then you're through.
What's that cost?
Zero for the first 30 days. It's nothing.
And then what?
It's like $100-something bucks.
I don't go
for like a year.
I don't go to the airport enough to pay $100. I might go twice a year. Okay, I don't need $50 each time I go just to speed up the line because I've never really had a real problem out there.
Yeah.
So that seems expensive to
me. Well, I signed up in a bind just to get for one day. I think I was traveling Memorial Day weekend and it was nuts. So I signed up and then I canceled it.
Yeah. So you get your 30 days,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell them to up yours.
But, I mean, I might do it again because I'm leaving on Friday, so I might do it again. Shyster. Just get another 30 days.
Just a shyster. Quick break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. They're sticking to the forecast. They're saying a chance of snow this afternoon. I don't know if we're going to get any measurable snow and we stop the drought, but they are forecasting anytime afternoon this afternoon that snow could come down in various parts of the metro. So we'll see what happens. People love to go to the movies over the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas too, right? I mean, you've done your Thanksgiving. You watch football maybe on Friday or Saturday. It's like, man, I got to get out of the house, okay? I've been in here for the past 3 days. I'm getting stir crazy. I got to go to a movie or something, right? Well, first of all, if you're going to see, let's see, it's called No Time to Cry, the James Bond movie, right?
Carson no time loved to die.
It. Yeah. Oh, Time to Die?
Yeah. No Time to Die.
Oh, okay. Well, they say cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it does.
No Time to Cry. Right. But No Time to Die, Carson loved it, right?
Loved it.
Do you see where the movie's going to lose $100 million?
What? Come on.
Yeah. The movie's going to lose $100 million.
Why is that?
Because
that doesn't make any sense.
It cost $673 million to make the movie. They're at $500 million.
Well, whatever. I don't care if it's losing money. It's amazing. And you got to go see it in the theater.
I'm just telling you. Well, maybe people should go see it so they can make up that money.
Yeah, exactly. Support it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie. I mean, they do have a lot of expensive cars, so maybe that's why. Maybe they pushed the budget a little too much.
That's a hell of a budget right there. $673 million? Dollars
it is a lot.
The other movie that people are talking about, and in the beginning, people were talking in anticipation of seeing the movie, but now the critics are just tearing this House of Gucci apart. What exactly? Hey, no, you pulled the audio. What exactly is the scenario with this movie?
To be honest, I have no idea.
It's somebody named Gucci that lives in a house.
So it's about a family.
Yeah, I think there's like it's mobsters. There's like a bunch of mobsters for some reason with fashion or something. I honestly have no idea.
So it stars Lady Gaga. Any other big names in this movie?
Jared Leto. I mean,
Adam Driver's in it.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty big too.
Yeah.
All right. So it's getting ripped apart by the critics. And one of the things, there's a couple of things that they're getting hounded about. One is that the movie is way too long. It's 2 hours long, and they say it's torture. Okay. Second of all, the accents, because now where is the setting for this thing? What is the accent?
They're supposed to be Italian.
Italian.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I'm going to play you. First of all, this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Spadil, but the first piece of audio is the original person that's being portrayed in the movie, and you'll hear her accent, right?
Yeah, Patrizia Reggiani.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
All right, here, listen to this. This is the actual original person that's being portrayed by Lady Gaga.
When I received the telephone call of my nanny saying that Maurizio was shot, I was very happy. Because all my problems were gone.
There you go. Now, remember, Lady Gaga is being ripped because they say that the accent that she does is nowhere near it. Okay? All right, hang on just a second. Let me get this one. All right, here's the first piece.
It's time to take out the trash. Aldo and Paolo, they're poison. They're an embarrassment to this company, and everybody knows it.
It's
horrible.
I don't think it's that bad.
I think she sounds more Spanish than Italian right there.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another piece.
Don't be such a cretin.
Don't call me a cretin, sweetie.
That's not what I said. I asked you not to be one.
They're both bad.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad.
This is serious. And you're laughing it off.
At least it's my name on the mugs, not yours.
Our name, sweetie, on Jack.
And if you watch the clip, they say she really struggles.
It takes them so long to deliver any of the lines. You're just like, okay, next line, please.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, they do say Jared Leto, his Italian accent is more like Mario.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard that one. But I will say, I mean, can you imagine trying to pull off that thick of an Italian accent? It's got to be hard.
Well, just get somebody that's Italian. Hello?
Yeah,
Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
Person.
You don't go get Lady Gaga. You go get somebody that's Italian. That's how you do it.
This cast is going to bring in some bucks because they're big names.
It's getting ripped, dude. It's
still want to see it.
It's not pretty. The reviews on this thing, it's horrible.
Don't be such a cretin.
Don't call me a cretin, sweetie.
That's not what I said. I asked you not to be one. This is serious. And you're laughing it off.
At least it's my name on the mugs, not yours.
Our name, sweetie, on Jack.
Like, that's so rough to listen to. I can't imagine watching it for 2 hours.
When she says sweetie, it's a little rough. I will admit that.
And it gets rougher the more you hear it.
Yeah.
So if you sit there for 2 hours, as you said, it's going to wear on you,
and
right?
It's going to be horrible. And it's 2 hours and 38 minutes, so it's almost 3 hours.
Have you guys heard of a term called Uber vomit fraud?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Going on right here in Colorado.
Here?
Uber vomit fraud. We'll get into it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie is out today, so it's myself along with Carson and Schmidl, 39 degrees right now. I just looked at my phone about this snow, rain, whatever the combo mixture will be today. It said that 50% chance of rain at by the 7 o'clock hour, which would be right now, and then a 70% chance by the 8 o'clock hour, and then I put my phone down, pick it back up, and it goes away. So I have no idea what it's going to do. Have no idea. All right, here's a story. It's called the Uber Vomit Fraud, and it happened right here in Denver, okay? They call it the infamous. Now, I don't know if this has happened to somebody else.
I've heard of this a couple of times.
You have?
Yeah.
So this one, particular story is here in Denver. A woman takes a ride in an Uber. The original cost when she gets to her destination is $22. She then gets hit with an additional $150 price. It's called the adjustment price. After the driver claims she vomited in his car. So for him to clean it up and for the, putting him out like she did, it's an extra $150.
Yep, get it detailed, everything.
She says, there's no way that I had a mask on the entire time and I wasn't sick. And she wasn't liquored up, I guess. So no way, she says. So her and her husband, they fight the claim. They are not going to pay that $150. They learned after getting on Google and the internet that the driver had uploaded a photo of the mess to substantiate his claim. The husband took the photo, did a reverse image search on Google, and found the photo, which is an old photo just from the internet somewhere.
Yep, it was a stock image on the internet.
So he found it, and they proved that that was not her, that it was just a scam. And you've heard of this before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get how drivers can get away with it. If you're driving around, especially on a Saturday night, and you pick up a bunch of people that are wasted, right? They probably won't remember. Yeah. So, I mean, you could probably get away with it because they probably won't fight it and could do the same thing, maybe just because they don't really remember, and $150 in your pocket.
And you know, it does happen.
Oh, yeah. It does happen.
So you could take your own stock photos.
Yeah, exactly. If it's happened before in the past, just use the same photo.
So if you're an Uber driver, here's what I encourage you to do. That if somebody gets in your car this weekend and they get sick, then go ahead and get some pictures. That way it can't be reverse searched on the internet. And possibly you can get by with it.
Yeah, make sure you get multiple angles. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, but you can't do that. I feel like if you do it more than a couple times, Uber's going to be like, yo.
Well, that's why you need the multiple angles so that they can't tell that it's always the same pile.
If you're running the nightclub run at 2 o'clock in the morning, I mean, the odds are that they're not going to, like you said, they're not going to remember, right? And you've got the stock photo, your own photo, that nobody can find on the internet so that you're not busted. I say you run with it, man.
Yeah, but that's human being to do that all the time to people. No.
That's part of the price of being, grabbing an Uber at 2:30 in the morning.
It totally is. No,
listen, you're not drinking and driving. You're doing a good thing. You should not be charged $150 because you didn't do anything.
I say you hose them. Go for it,
no,
man.
No.
Uber drivers out at 2:30 in the morning, they're completely sober. They're out, doing their job. I mean, they deserve that extra additional charge.
Now, if they give you problems, then yes, go ahead. But if they're trying to get home, have a good night, don't charge them that.
Let's compromise then, okay? If you pick up a schmuck, that's a girl, and he gives you a hard time, that's when you whip out the vomit photo.
100%. Okay? I'm with you on that.
If it's a nice person in your car, then don't be hosing them.
Yes.
Just save it for the schmucks.
Okay, that's a good compromise. I can get down with that.
$150 additional charge.
So don't be an ass.
Yeah, but it's okay in certain situations. Go ahead. No. Rake them over the coals. 704, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, coming up at 7:30. Couple of tickets to give to you for Andy Grammer.
But you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down, you gotta keep your head up.
Coming in February, I do believe.
I know it's hard, to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up.
Here in February, we have a couple of tickets to give to you coming up at 7:30 this morning. I got a question for you guys. Where do we stand with the mask mandate? Because I'm really confused.
It's in place right now.
It is.
Yep.
All right. For Denver, for Arapahoe.
Yeah, there's a bunch of counties.
For Jeffco.
Boulder, Jefferson, Larimer, Pitkin. And then, Adams.
I went out yesterday. I was at three different places, and no one had a mask on. No one.
Were there any signs in the window like it's coming? Or
Nope. I didn't see any signs at the window. And it might have been the places I went to. I have no idea. It could have been, one was grocery store, and it didn't have.
And that was in Jeffco?
In Jefferson County, if you remember. Took effect, on Monday night, I think it was. And so yesterday it would have been in full effect. And so I went by the grocery store yesterday and went in, did my shopping, did my business. Now, I wasn't in there very long, only for a couple of minutes or so. And then back out the door, but I didn't notice. I mean, there were a couple employees that had on masks or whatever, but I didn't really notice, like, full-fledged, we're back to masking up.
And no one was saying anything to anyone, nothing.
Were you guys out yesterday?
So I went out to lunch at Tokyo Joe's yesterday, and I would say the employees were definitely wearing a mask, but I don't think anyone, like a regular person, was. Yeah. And then when I went to the gym, I did notice maybe like 10-15% of the people were wearing masks.
Yeah. And yesterday, or today, for Denver, right?
Yeah, today. Yes,
today is the day it takes effect for Denver.
Correct.
Do you think that will change today? I don't think it will.
I think for Denver it will. Maybe not for Jefferson. But that's weird to me because if it's a mandate, it's all indoor public facilities.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question, simply because being out yesterday and knowing yesterday was the first day of the mandate for Jeffco, and I'm not saying one way or the other. It doesn't really matter to me. But what I noticed was nothing had changed. Even though the mandate went in on Monday night, it didn't appear to me that anything changed.
I think it's going to take about maybe a week or so until people realize that the mandate is in effect, because there's a lot of people who just ignore the news because they don't want to hear this COVID stuff. So then they don't realize that it's a mandate until they go to a business or whatever.
Now, were you masking up when you went to the gym yesterday?
I was not.
No. No. I didn't either.
No. 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 Uh-uh. See, you guys are boycotted.
I didn't even think about it.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated. It's a mandate.
But also, yeah, we're in Douglas County. Our gym's in Douglas County.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we're fine.
So we were fine at the gym.
Yeah, you're good.
So we're good.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even think about it.
Because the virus stops at the county line,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Right at County Line Road. It ends
Doug
there.
Doug Cobb,
yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie is out today. It's myself along with Carson and with our producer, Schmidl, on this Thursday, or I'm sorry, this Wednesday, before Thanksgiving Thursday. Hope you have a safe travel. If you are going either hitting the highway or you're headed to the airport to fly today, it's going to be crowded out there. But it doesn't look that bad. We're watching the monitors here in the studio, and it appears that the lines at the airport are moving pretty good. So looks pretty good.
Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, we'll find out. It could get a lot worse by later on this afternoon. As for the weather, we're not really sure. They're calling for some rain, possibly by midday, maybe even turning into snow, up to an inch for certain parts of the metro. But then again, you may get nothing. Who knows?
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Did I see where Michael Strahan is going into space?
Yeah.
What?
He's going to be on the Blue Origin, the next one, December 9th. It goes up.
Michael Strahan, what is he on? He's on that Good Morning America or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, former football player, Michael Strahan. Now, is it the Blue Origin? Is it that Bezos?
Yes.
And that's the one where the older lady, what was she, like 80 years old or something like that? And remember, she was in a...
Wally?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wasn't she in a space program once before and she got booted or something
like
that?
She wanted to be an astronaut and they kicked her out or they wouldn't allow her to be an astronaut or something happened?
Yeah. And then she went up in the Blue Origin and when she got back down, she started complaining about it. Remember that?
Yeah. She said it wasn't the true space experience.
Yeah. She felt like she was just in a super high flying airplane.
I mean, that's basically all it is.
She wasn't
high altitude airplane.
Well, then I wonder why Michael Strahan picked this one. He should have gone with Elon Musk or one of those guys.
Did he pick it or did they approach him?
I don't know.
Well, he says he's an honorary guest, so I'm guessing that they reached out to him.
I don't know,
but still, that's pretty cool.
I would have picked the other ones because Wally was quite upset with it, if you remember.
Yeah, now he's just going to be a fake astronaut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing. Plus, where are they going to get a spacesuit to fit him? I mean, where the hell are you going to get one of those? It's not on Amazon. The guy's like 6'8", right?
They're just going to make him fit into it.
There's a story this morning about a Texas youth football team that's too darn good for their league. These are kids that are 7 and 8 years old. And they have now been booted from the league because they're too darn good. They've won 7 games by a combined score of 199-6. And according to Schmidl, the 6 was a fluke.
That's what the commissioner of the league said.
They fumbled in their own end zone. Yeah. The other team recovered it. Other than that, they've won 199-6 combined score, 7 games. That's over 7 games. And they have now been tossed out of the league, and people are not happy about it because, I mean, they're 7 and 8 year old kids. They fit the criteria. I mean, that's all you got to be, right? You got to be that age to play in this league.
Yeah, it's not like there are older kids playing against younger kids.
Where else are they going to play if you're not in this league? I'm sure it's a small Texas town. You've got no other options. So you're basically telling all these kids that are on this team that they can't play football at all because they're too good? Here's the story.
No doubt the 7 and 8 year olds on the Flower Mound Rebels there in blue are having a heck of a season. Grayson Tanner is center.
We haven't lost a single game.
And they were headed to the playoffs until the Keller Youth Association, which Flower Mound joined last year during COVID, suddenly told them they can no longer compete.
I feel like we deserve to play in the playoffs.
Rhett Taylor is league vice president.
The aggregate score of the 7 games they played in is 199-6.
Okay, wait a minute, though. Do the math on that. You know how many scores or how many points they average per game?
It's about 3 touchdowns a game.
No, it's 28. 28 points.
Well, that's not bad.
That's nothing.
No.
It's not like these kids are going out there and playing a game and they're killing teams 75-0.
Yeah.
It's 28 points. and you're going to boot all these kids out of the league?
And the 6 points was a fluke play. So in my mind, they've dominated our league.
His team lost to the Rebels 33-0.
My team got one first down all game. And my team is good.
He's a sore loser. That's all it comes down to.
Reagan Montero is Rebels coach.
He's changing the rules so it benefits him.
In a way, this is because they're too good. I mean,
they are too good. I fully admit it. Absolutely.
They are good. Yeah, they're good. But they're averaging 28 points a game, and the other team isn't scoring at all. That's not exactly a bad trouncing.
No.
Enough to throw 7 and 8-year-old kids out of the league.
Well, and why are you going to kick them off right before playoffs? At least let them finish the season. Don't let them back next year, I guess, if you're going to do. But that's stupid.
Oh, you let them back next year, too. They're 7 and 8-year-olds. And next year, I mean, 8 and 9, whatever. But you can't ban these kids. You might want to, maybe there's a way to break up the team.
Yeah.
And disperse everybody just a little bit more evenly. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me one way or the other, but I don't think you can just tell these kids that they can't play you know, the sport.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And you got a coach, or not even a coach, he's the vice president of the Youth Association.
So this is like his side gig. Yes. This is just like a hobby that he has.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big, you know, big title to have in that part of Texas. I think when you're the vice president, he's vice president. He's not even president. He's the vice president of the Youth Association. Where's the president in this story?
He's staying out of it because he knows it's absurd.
Yeah. I got a feeling that the backlash to this guy is going to be so heavy with this news story that's out there that he's going to have no option but to let these kids back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all. Yeah, there's no reason.
I don't see this one holding up at all because you can't tell 7 and 8-year-olds they can't play.
Keep scoring.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 7:31.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie is out today, so just the boys are in the studio on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I got a question, though, for you, Spindle, and for you, Carson.
Okay.
Because I heard you guys just talking a few minutes ago about going to Vasa to work out, trying to figure out your plan, you know, around the holidays, stuffing yourself with turkey, and then trying to go work it off, and man, I'm glad I don't have that problem. I just do the one side of it. That's the stuffing with turkey, and then forget the workout. All right, but there's a story, and I guess they surveyed several women, and women say that they are being harassed at the gym.
Uh-huh.
And my question to you guys would be, do you notice that? Now, let me give you the details here, okay? Women report, and this is a variety, you know, of women that have been surveyed. They report they're being harassed at the gym at least once a week. Now, I don't know how often they're going. I don't know if that's one out of twice or one out of five times. I don't know. But at least once a week, they're being harassed. And harassed simply means that you're being gawked at. You're being stared at. They come up to you. They try to hit on you. And you can tell that they're just, you know, sizing you up with their eyes.
100%.
Is it going on, and are you noticing it?
Yes.
I probably do it every day. it's too hard not to sometimes.
Okay, there we go. Survey done.
And I am not surprised by that one bit.
Yeah. Dude, so our Vasa, it's just like situated right in like Highlands Ranch and Cherry Creek. Like Cherry Hills area.
Yeah.
So it just has like all the super rich, like
it's
wives.
A bougie
that,
area.
Yeah, that's like all they're doing is working out. There's just a bunch of trophy wives at the Vasa.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if I would have said that.
Yeah. Trophy wives. Oh, boy.
Trophies. And you do it every day, huh? So you're part of the problem.
I mean, I feel bad about it. I really do.
They're going to boot
it's
you
just,
out of there.
You know?
No, listen. You're around a bunch of guys. Like, if I'm working out and there's a bunch of dudes around me, I love to watch if a girl's walking by, and I just take a survey of all the dudes, all their heads just turn, and the ways that they try and hide it.
Right. Yeah,
they'll go to cough or something, like, oh, yeah.
Carson, do you think for a minute I'm buying that you're taking a survey of the other dudes? Jesus. What do you think I am?
What do you mean?
What do you think I am? I will tell you this. You cannot accuse me of doing it. simply because I never go to the gym.
You're never at the gym. Yeah.
I'm completely innocent, you know?
Yeah. You just got to get really good at using the mirrors so they don't notice when you're looking.
You are a creep, bro.
No, but don't you think that some of the ladies kind of like
it? Oh, for sure, because some of them go in there with full-on makeup and their hair is super done up. You can tell that they just finished doing it. So some of them, for sure.
I would say the majority, though, do not want any part of any dude at the gym.
Yeah,
ever.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
All right, survey has been confirmed.
But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.
Couple of tickets right now.
Paramount Theater, February 22nd. Caller number 9, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
ALICE 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a code word coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Sandals Caribbean trip up for grabs. Code word at 9 o'clock this morning. These flash mob robberies are crazy, man. A couple of nights ago, I think it was 3 nights ago, the big one in San Francisco. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a gang of thugs get together and they storm a place. This was a Nordstrom's in San Francisco. They took a big haul. And listen to the details.
At least 25 cars are reportedly involved in a robbery at a Nordstrom's.
Think about that. 25 cars involved in a robbery with 80 people. And filling up 25 cars with merchandise from the Nordstrom's.
At least 25 cars are reportedly involved in a robbery at a Nordstrom store in Walnut Creek. You can see here people making off with goods before taking off in their cars. At one point, the cars are blocking the street, and you can see officers trying to stop the looters. NBC Bay Area reports at least 2 people were arrested at gunpoint.
I don't see how they show up at a scene, they being the cops, and only get 2 people out of 80.
And there's 25 different cars just lined up, and they said they're blocking the intersection.
Well, yeah, I mean, but how are you going to stop all those people from getting away? You can't. It's
they're
crazy.
Stopping themselves. It's blocked.
You're going to get more than 2, though.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. That's like Keystone Cops. You can't get more than 2 people out of 80. And plus, not only that, Carson, they're carrying merchandise. It's not like they can run, you know, as fast as
yeah,
the cops can.
Yeah, but imagine maybe 2 cops showing up, and you're like, people are scared. Scattering all over the place like cockroaches with all this merchandise. Not to mention, I mean, it's a great strategy. You got
to
give respect.
To like run down and arrest.
Yeah.
I picture one cop looking at the other going, Bill, well, let's finish this donut first. Well, they will go after.
You don't want a part of that. 80 people?
No, you do want a part of that. You're a police officer. You got to get more than just 2 people. That makes you look bad.
I feel like they don't get paid that much to work that hard. That's a lot of work right there.
What I think's crazy is how there's 80 people and they organized this whole thing and no one got any wind of it before it happened.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you doing this on Facebook?
Yeah, how do they organize this stuff?
Yeah,
is there like a social media group?
Are you posting up there? Meet us at the Nordstrom stores, 11 o'clock on Wednesday night. We're going to ransack the place.
It's just flash mob Nordstrom's robbery.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Join the flash mob. We're going to do it this time.
Yeah, this is crazy. Then a couple of nights ago, it happened again. This time in Los Angeles. You think it's going to spread to Denver?
Oh, 100%. Oh. Yes.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
Everywhere is going to be doing this because I hate to say it, but it's a genius plan. They can't catch all of you.
Yeah, there are way too many people.
It's a crappy plan. It's a terrible plan.
And you think the Park Meadows security guard that just drives around in that car and surveys all the parking lots going to stop anyone? Absolutely not.
I hope it doesn't come here. But it moved into L.A. just a couple of nights ago. They hit Rodeo Drive. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Rodeo Drive?
No. What is that?
Rodeo is it's a high end.
We're talking money.
Yeah. Okay. Like Tiffany's and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all the big brands.
Rodeo Drive. They hit Louis Vuitton. They hit the store and they stole purses that were worth $6,000-$8,000. And I guess it was 2 nights ago. And it was a mob of 20. And I think 15 cars or something like that, a mob of 20 hit the store, and they only arrested like 2 of those people.
How bad do you feel if you're the two that get caught, though?
You're so mad.
That's brutal.
That's the two slowest in the group, though. You know?
You just turn to the, or you trip someone.
Yeah, they're definitely not the guy next to you.
I think the ones that they got, though, is because they only pulled over one car. So you grabbed a couple of people out of the car, okay? So you didn't really track down two people. You just got one car, and you got lucky with two people in it.
Exactly.
Right? This is crazy, man. This thing, and if it starts spreading all over the country, I mean, all these high-end stores are going to be robbed daily, it
and
seems.
They're getting away with a lot of merchandise. $1 million from that Nordstrom's? That's a lot.
The Louis Vuitton store, I think they got away with almost $250,000 with 20 people.
Cow.
Well, I mean, think about everything that's in there.
Yeah, it's $10,000 a purse. Yeah, it's that hard.
Yeah, a wallet's, what, $5,000 or something like that? But, yeah, they're hitting these high-end places, and for some reason, everybody gets away except for two. Two people. That's it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's not here today. It's just the guys here in the studio. And I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to... I'm listening to Schmidl and Carson discuss strollers. Carson, do you mind if I say what exactly your deal is?
Yeah, no, that's cool.
All right. So Carson is sitting here in the studio with me. Schmidl comes in from the other studio, and he says, dude, man, I've been looking around on the internet, and I'm looking around, and I don't see any big deals for Black Friday. There's nothing out there. I mean, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, I haven't seen one. There's not, like, a cool TV that's out there. There's no, like, PlayStation deals. There's nothing that's, like, enticing me.
Then Carson says, whoa, brother, whoa, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. We got a deal on a stroller.
Strollers.
And
I'm living in that dad life right now.
And then Schmidl comes back and says, oh, really? What is your deal for the stroller? And Carson says, well, it's normally $1,000, but now it's down to $800. That's a sweet deal.
Yes.
We're going to grab this.
$799, $200 off. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a sick deal on a stroller, $800.
That's when Schmidl almost flipped out and lost it. Because he couldn't believe that somebody's going to pay $800 for a stroller.
Well, as soon as he said $800, I'm just like, well, that I could play an entire paintball event for that much, or I could get, there's just so many other things could spend $800 on.
A paintball event.
That's way cooler than a stroller.
This is like the Lamborghini
and
of strollers,
most
bro.
Most parents, their biggest complaint is they spend way too much money on their first kid, and I think that you're falling into that trap.
Well, it might be our only kid, so, I mean, this kid's going to be a little bit spoiled.
That was the conversation, folks. back and forth, until finally the song was about to end and we had to run Schmidl out of the studio. But Schmidl, let me tell you, you're using the wrong comparison, the paintball thing, okay?
Okay.
I mean, really, what is paintball compared to a child, okay?
And happiness.
It's a little bit different in that regards. Now, on the other hand, I have never in my life, and I got four boys, I've never spent $800 on all four strollers. You could add them up. Of every stroller I've ever had in my life, I guarantee you it does not reach $800. Do I think that's ludicrous? A little over the top? Yeah, I do. And that's not exactly spoiling a child. That's spoiling yourself more because the kid really doesn't care one way or the other. Okay?
Well,
so it's not really spoiling the child. It's more about you wanting this high-priced stroller because it's the best there is.
Well, it's convenient for us parents because it's convertible. It's easy to convert, right? A little bit lighter weight than compared to the other strollers. Yeah. It converts to two. So if you have two kids, it converts easily to two. Have two on there. And it's $200 off. I mean, I wasn't going to buy a $1,000 stroller, but if it's $800, I feel like
you have to have two kids just to make the stroller worth it.
No, you don't.
BJ got sucked into a $4,000 Kirby vacuum one time. So, I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with you. Yeah, you got your little thing there. Now, I regret it. I wish I'd never bought it. And you might do the same thing. But if you want to pay $800 for a stroller, knock yourself out, pal.
That's crazy. That's half a mortgage payment for a stroller.
It handles real well. You can go off-roading in it. It's really smooth.
You're going to go off-roading all the time with the babies. Yeah.
Let me put it to Texnado, okay? And I can't believe the three dudes are in the studio. And it's the only day we're going to talk babies. This is crazy. All right, Texnado at 51059. Carson, do we just leave him be? He can do whatever the heck he wants to, which I agree with. Or do you have some words for Carson? Like, Carson, come on, man. Come to your senses. Hit your head against the wall or something. You know, straighten up here. $800 for a stroller?
Okay.
Are you kidding?
It is the Upper Baby Vista stroller. You parents know what I'm talking about. Because you probably eyed it yourself.
No.
It's a Lamborghini of strollers.
Very few people have paid $1,000 for a stroller, okay? I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
That's some Cherry Creek, like Cherry Hills, Highland Ranch stuff.
No, it's not.
There's your bougie right there, buddy.
Listen, if we can get a flash rob together, it's at Nordstrom's. So we can go in there and steal $1,000.
Let's see what Texnado says. 51059. Should Carson come to his senses and back it down just a notch, or just leave him alone? Only one kid. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
51059. That's the Texnado. Tell us what you think. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's not here today. It's just the boys in the studio, and we're talking about babies. babies.
That's
all right, here's how it started. Now, put it to Texnado to see if we could just get a vibe on this. Carson is about to spend $800 because it's $200 off. It's originally $1,000 for a stroller. And this came up in conversation with Spadil in studio, and Spadil thought that was just outrageous that you would spend that much money for a stroller for the baby. Went back and forth. And so I put it to Texnado at 51059. What do you think? Is Spadil right that that's way too much? Come on, get a level head here, Carson. Get it together. You're spending way too much. There's going to be other expenses down the road. Leave Carson alone. If he wants to spend that on a stroller because he loves the stroller, let him go for it. Who cares? So we put it to Texnado, 51059. And Spadil, you want to start with your support squad?
Yeah. So someone said, Carson, you might as well light your money on fire. Someone said, Walmart has strollers for $700 less. Someone said, I used one for all three of my kids, and it was $50. And then another person said, Carson, you'll figure out real quick when you start buying diapers that you don't need an $800 stroller.
Whatever.
By the way, probably over 150 texts on
there's
this.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. All right, so here's my side of things, okay? Worth every penny. Bought it 6 years ago and still use it today. Another person said, buy it.
Whoa. But with that one, you've got to have another child, don't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is that if they're using it 6 years later, then they probably had four kids.
Yeah, but that means it's very durable. Guarantee the one at Walmart's going to break down as soon as you're done with the first one.
You only need it to work for a year.
Listen, don't judge me. Okay,
that was my point, is you only need it for 8 months to a year. Okay.
This person said he'll use a stroller maybe 10 times, tops.
But also, you guys are coming at this the whole wrong way, okay? I'm a business guy. So if I buy this now, someone did say that they just sold theirs used for $800. So I could flip it. You didn't think about that, did you? So that means that you can't even get a Walmart stroller for $200. So there you go. I just made $200.
But you could flip a Walmart stroller. If you buy it for $100, could sell it down the road.
Going to be missing wheels. There's no way. And not to mention, this text trumps everything. Anything for the baby.
There you go.
We're getting it.
I guess that shut us up.
It's a baby.
There's no comeback for that, Spadil.
Bro, it's a baby. It doesn't remember anything. It doesn't care that you have a nice stroller.
It's your child.
It's a baby.
It's your child.
Spadil, you and I have lost.
I guess. You make a human and then talk.
Yep. We lost. He wins simply with it's a baby.
Woo! Yeah.
Right? All right. We won't argue anymore.
Don't sound so disappointed.
Enjoy your $800. I guarantee you at some point you're going to regret that stroller.
No. Yeah. Never.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's a Lambo of strollers. Come on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve. We've got audio here of Tom Brady. I'm not sure why he's talking, but Spadil, is this a podcast? Or
he was doing an interview with Oprah on the Today Show.
Oh, Oprah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he was talking to Oprah, but he was doing it with Oprah on the Today Show.
Tom Brady sat down with Oprah, like Meghan Markle?
Yes, he did.
All right, well, here's Tom Brady talking about the difficulties of the holidays and working it around the schedule that he keeps. Hello, Tom.
It always comes in the middle of the football season. So it's always kind of just mashed together. And, you know, we usually have a game on that Sunday. So, you know, it's like, hurry up. You know, Thanksgiving is a lot to be thankful for, but you only get about 4 hours to enjoy it. Practice usually ends about 1 or 2. You eat about 3:30 and then, you know, you're getting ready for next day of practice. So, right. And then same thing with Christmas.
So you practice on Thursday and you finish around 1 or 2. And then you eat your Thanksgiving dinner around 3:30. But right after that, you got to start thinking about the next day because that's Friday, that's payday, and you get a $20 million check. If I got this right here, Tom, that's why we should feel bad about your schedule and the holidays and how you miss out.
It's such a rough life. Yeah. I can't even imagine the pressures.
Yeah. He also goes on to say that, you know, Tom Brady is notorious for his diet, right?
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of one of his claimed fame.
Very strict, no sugar.
He just does not touch anything that's bad for your body, everything except when it comes to Thanksgiving Day.
Just like everyone else. Just like everyone else. You know, that's the one meal where I'm like, screw it, let's go for it. And we all get to enjoy it.
Screw it, let's go for it.
Just like everyone else. Just like everyone else. You know, that's the one meal where I'm like, screw it, let's go for it. And we all get to enjoy it.
Tom sat down with Oprah.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
I can't even wrap my head around that. What was he thinking?
I bet you they're besties. They hang out all the time in Florida, probably.
She's put him on the couch. Did that interview thing, you know? I mean,
I'm garden. Confused. Remember the garden? She puts everyone in the garden.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Code word for a trip to Sandals in the Caribbean coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're about to get out of here for our Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll be back on Monday. I got a quick little follow-up story here, though, on something that I just started reading, and I find just scary in a way. Remember the guy that ran through the Christmas parade back on Sunday night?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, his name was Daryl Brooks. He's in custody. He injured a lot of people. People are dead also. But get this. After he left the scene, and I just saw this story, okay? After he left the scene, he ran up to a house in Wisconsin, beating on the door. The guy inside is a 24-year-old kid. Daniel Ryder is his name. He was at home watching the Dallas Cowboys take on the Kansas City Chiefs when the door started, you know, bow, bow, bow. And on his Ring camera, you can see where this Brooks guy, the guy that was driving the SUV, is asking if he can borrow a phone. Now, this guy that's inside the house, the 24-year-old, he has no idea who this guy is. He has no idea what just occurred at the parade downtown. He's watching the football game, and he has no clue. And he gives the guy, because the guy's shivering, he gives him a jacket, makes him a sandwich.
Yeah.
A sandwich?
Yeah.
He makes the guy a sandwich, lets him pretty much up to the front door, almost into his house, but he lets him use the phone. The guy claims he's calling an Uber, and the Uber should be there to get him at any moment. That's when the cops come screaming into the scene and arrest the guy. But he made him a sandwich. He had no idea who this guy was.
Yeah, he was claiming that he was homeless. And he needed to reach out to the Uber driver because the Uber driver wasn't there yet, so he needed to use his phone. Just a weird...
Well, wait a minute. If you didn't have a phone, how'd you get an Uber?
Exactly.
That's where his story falls apart, right? Yeah. I mean, how are you waiting on an Uber if you don't have a phone?
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing on somebody else's front door. And the guy says, the guy that lives at this particular house, the 24-year-old, he says that he kept asking me, what's going on downtown? There's something going on down there. What's going on? Well, he knew exactly what was going on. He just plowed through there, right?
That's so weird.
Unbelievable.
It's like he wanted to, like, see someone's reaction.
Yeah, or he wanted to watch the TV, see it on TV, see what was, what the aftermath was.
This guy that lives at this house is lucky the guy didn't take him hostage.
Yeah, that's why.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he could have easily gone in there with a knife or something and taken the kid hostage. Instead, he made him a sandwich.
That's scary.
Jeez, what a follow-up to the story. What a crazy scene. All right, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. It's currently 39. We are expecting a little bit of rain today, possibly turning over snow sometime this afternoon. But it's kind of hit or miss. You guys have a great holiday. Spadil, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
I hope your uncle's turkey turns out good.
Oh, it will. It always does.
Same to you, Carson.
Yeah. Thank you, BJ. Same to you.
All right, you got it. All right, you guys take care. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.